This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick will join us momentarily. And then Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday. That means Ty Law will be on this show at 8:30 tomorrow. And Thursday, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30 on Thursday's show, and Devin McCourty on Friday at 7:20. This is George from New Hampshire. Hey, George. George, you there?
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened to George.
He's at the coffee machine.
I want to know whether George is full on in when it comes to the juicy quarterback controversy that Wiggy says is basically Wiggy's given the job to Bailey Zappe. There's no controversy in his mind.
Oh, I said that when you look at the way they're performing and you look at their numbers statistically, Mac 1-2 in his three starts, Bailey 2-0. Right? If this conversation was the same conversation with Cam Newton, wouldn't we be saying play the guy that has the better numbers?
Yes.
Or the team looks better with?
Mm-hmm.
And after we saw what we've seen from Bailey Zappe, Greg, you made a lot of points last week about the failures in the red zone, settling for field goals, mm-hmm. that if that were Mac. Well, I now feel that they beat the Ravens with Bailey Zappe because Bailey wouldn't force the ball to Devontae Parker in the back of the end zone if his receiver didn't show that he understood the coverage. I really believe that Bailey Zappe's biggest strength has been to relax and allow the play to come to him instead of him forcing the play onto the field. And that has been, he's been unflappable. And he's got a quick release. All the issues that I was told that he had, Andy Hart and others Bedard, basically said he didn't belong in the NFL during training camp. I don't know what they were watching.
I feel like is he more mobile? Is he a better scrambler than Mac?
He's way better in the pocket. Like if you, Fourier, shout out to Fourier, he tweeted out an awesome video from behind Zappe as Zappe shifts up in the pocket, like sliding into and then forward to the left. It's almost like, I hate to use this comparison, but it's just, he's the best to ever do it in the pocket. It's Tom Brady, the way he slides forward. But Bailey just has this momentum where he goes forward and then finds the crosser route. And it's like, it's a work of art the way he's able to move up in the pocket like that.
He's had a better start to his Patriots career than Tom Brady. And that's coming from me.
Okay, but Mac Jones, I mean, again, I feel like I'm the Mac Jones apologist, and mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to continue to be that guy. But Mac Jones was dealing with, from the start of the season, an offensive coordinator, quote unquote, who was, new in that role. Mm-hmm. He has come a long way, Matt Patricia. I think we'll talk to, we asked Boomer about that, and Boomer has some really interesting things to say about Matt Patricia. We play that interview at 9. Mac was dealing with an offensive line which has clearly gotten much better mm-hmm. over the last couple weeks. I mean, I don't know that it's
except
fair.
Except for Isaiah Wynn.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that fumble is completely, that's on him. Why is he still out there?
Wynn, more like loss, am I right?
No. But I mean, honestly, I don't think you can compare apples to oranges because it's a different scenario.
But you did it before.
Can't you compare to the improv situation that Wiggy always told us? Matt can't improv. And I stand by that. I think that you can learn how to and get better at improv. Mm-hmm. And you say it's something you're born with. Mm-hmm. Do you see that out of Zappe? Because I think comparing the two, I can see what you mean a little bit more.
Right, but it really comes down to, like, decision-making. And I think, you know, Curtis kind of hit on this point a little bit. It's about your decision-making as the quarterback, the most important position on the field when it comes to decision-making, because it can lead to so many issues.
No, but the offense, you know, if you looked at the offense as a whole, yesterday, week six,
yep,
and Bill and others said this was going to happen, you have... It looks really good based on not only Bailey Zappe, but also wide receivers finding themselves open. Mac did not have that situation first 3 weeks of the season.
Stop,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Is it that he didn't have it or he wasn't finding them?
Yeah, you're really
too busy forcing it to Devontae Parker in 50-50 balls that they claim are 80-20s and they actually aren't.
Right, you're really reaching on this one. Like, now all of a sudden the receivers in week 5 and 6, they know how to get open? I mean, what were they doing at the beginning of the season? I think it's just, when you look at it, Zappe is distributing the ball amongst a lot of different receivers, right? He's just not locking in on one guy, and he's spreading the ball around. We saw it yesterday. So I just think that the O-line hasn't changed. The receivers hasn't changed. The running back hasn't changed. The coach and the way he calls plays hasn't really changed.
You don't think Bailey Zappe has more time than Mac did?
Oh, and Pittsburgh, you're going to tell me Pittsburgh, they didn't give up a sack. So, we heard about was the time that Mac got, right?
And how many passes through the three games this year did Mac get lucky that weren't interceptions? Mm-hmm. There was at least one a game. Against the Steelers, there was a glaring one.
Mm-hmm.
At the goal line in the game against the Ravens, there was one.
Yep.
How many of those have you seen with Bailey Zappe where he gets lucky that it's not picked off?
Right, and his only interception was
that Parker catch yesterday was chef's kiss.
Awesome. Great throw, great catch, right, all the way around.
And Zappe's only interception came off a ball that a receiver should have caught.
Yep.
And his two fumbles weren't his fault because Isaiah Wynn is a turnstile, and as the time Zappe finishes his dropback, he's getting creamed from the right side.
I think it's all about when you look at the way, because like I said, everything is the same except for the quarterback. I look at this offense. Does the offensive play calling look any different as far as whether it's run, play action, the way that he's calling the plays, does it look any different than when Mac was in there? No. Looks the same play calling to me. I see a little bit of play action. I see him at times they spread him out a little bit. I see him trying to run the football. The play calling hasn't changed. There might be a few wrinkles here and there. I think the only thing that has changed is just the way the quarterback is handling the situation.
This is John from Rhode Island. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's going on?
I want to say I agree with Wiggy 100%, man. Bailey Zappi's the future of this team, not that Mac Jones. I don't know why everybody's so happy about Mac Jones. It's all about Bailey Zappe, you know? The kid's going to be a beast in this league. He's already proven it. And if he sticks with Belichick, who knows? He might be the next Brady, man.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Bill's helping him out, right? And what Matt Patricia's doing with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was the stat yesterday somebody put out, like, for the best quarterback?
The 100-plus passer rating in the first two starts?
Yeah, first two starts.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes. All right, well, speaking of Bill Belichick is brought to you on a Patriots Monday by the Mass General Cancer Center, by Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week, by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in the sexual health of men, and he joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Bill.
Morning. How's it going?
Nice to go and get a win on the road yesterday.
Always good to win in this league. Tough to win on the road. Good to win in Cleveland. Good team win. But we got good contributions from all areas, offense, defense, special teams, running game, passing game. On both sides of the ball was competitive. So it's good to come home with a win.
Bill, one of the things that I thought you guys really did well yesterday is the way you were able to play the run against the Cleveland Browns and basically slow Nick Chubb down in that Cleveland run game. What was the biggest thing that, now that you were able to look at the film, that really stood out that helped to leading to you guys to be able to do that defensively?
The two big things were team defense and tackling.
So he tackled well. Chubb has a lot of long plays because they're well blocked, and then he has also a lot of long plays because the defense can't tackle him. He breaks tackles or makes guys miss and then turns, 7 and 8 yard runs into 30 and 50. So tackling in the secondary yesterday was good, and overall we played across the front competitively against, again, a very good offensive line, a very good running back, great running back, and a team that's very well coached, that they do a good job with the fundamentals and techniques on the offensive line, and also scheming things up to give the defense problems. They certainly gave us some problems in the running game that we had to adjust to, and I thought our defensive coaches and defensive players did a good job of recognizing those things and making some adjustments to make it difficult for Cleveland to run. But they're still a good running team, and they're tough to stop. That's a good football team in the running game on the line and at the tight end and the scheme, and obviously they have a great back.
Bill, congratulations on tying George Halas with 324 wins as a head coach. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think I've talked plenty about that. This game's not about me. It's about our team, and it's a great team win in Cleveland, and it's time to move off that subject. We've talked enough about it.
Bill, statistically, we've been able to see Bailey's growth since coming in at Lambeau, but for you as the head coach, what's been the biggest point of growth that you've seen out of him?
He's getting better at some of the little things. They're important to make big things happen. There's still a long way to go, a lot to learn, a lot of things that we can improve on at every position and collectively as an offense. So we'll keep working on those.
I saw a video of he and Mac walking into the game yesterday together. How important and instrumental has Mac been in preparing him for games?
Yeah, Mac does a great job. He gives us great leadership and great presence there for our entire team, especially offensively and in the quarterback room. Mac's got a lot of insight, having played, especially, a team like this that he played last year. He's got a lot of great insight and all the time, whether he's playing or in the last couple of weeks when he wasn't playing, he still, adds a lot to us.
If Mac is 100% healthy this week, is he starting Monday night against the Bears?
Yeah, that wasn't an option yesterday. He wasn't active for the game, so it was really no option to play him.
Bill, when you look at your defense, I think another thing that, stood out to me, and it's kind of been standing out every single week, is defensively your ability to create turnovers. You saw a couple interceptions, guys making great plays on the ball on the back end, but really some good pressure on the quarterback leading to some errant throws. What's the biggest focus that you guys are doing week in and week out to really emphasize maybe creating turnovers?
Well, I think you hit it, Wiggy. It's team defense. If nothing else, pass coverage weren't a good pass rush. Nothing helps good pass rush better than good pass coverage. Nothing that helps a good pass rush better than stopping the run and, putting the team into a passing situation. So, it's a lot of complimentary football and good team defense. When you're getting productive plays out of, all levels of your defense, the front, the linebackers, the secondary, then that's when those things happen. So, it's, again, a lot of guys, playing well together, communicating well, and, working with each other and playing with good fundamentals. Those are really the keys to it.
Bill, Isaiah Wynn's false start was his eighth penalty of the season. How do you balance giving guys opportunities to get back into the game and make up for something, and then also taking them out when it doesn't seem like they're improving?
Well, we have too many penalties offensively, period. So we've got to cut that back. It's too many of everything. So we just got to do a better job of coaching it. We have to make better decisions on the field. We got to stop going backwards with the penalties. We have good production offensively, but then we you know, with plays like that, we put ourselves at such a disadvantage that
we got to coach it better and we got to play it better. Got to, you know, be more conscious of that and execute better on the field. A lot of those penalties are really unforced errors. They're our fault, you know, delay a game and, you know, it's false starts and things like that. We had multiple penalties yesterday. And so as a team, we've got to coach and play better.
Bill, how exciting is it to see Tyquan Thornton's explosiveness take effect right away in game one there, as he had two touchdowns yesterday?
Right. Yeah, he, you know, we had him last week too, but it's good to have him out there. It's good to have everybody out there that we have. We're missing some guys that are working hard to get back, and it'll be good to see them back out there. You know, I'm sure they'll be back as quickly as they can, but yeah, it's nice to have Tyquan there and you know, made a couple of big plays for us yesterday. But it's good to have all the healthy players that we have on the field always.
Is there a memo going out today about not trying to hand you the game ball during the game, waiting till afterwards?
Well, hey, it's always exciting for guys to make plays, and it's exciting for all of us. So we're happy when we make them, but yeah, just gotta move on. That's our next play.
Bill, one of the things that Zappy did really well yesterday was spreading the ball around to a bunch of different receivers. Going into the game, it seemed like Matt Patricia put together a good game plan, a good balanced game plan. What is it that maybe Zappy does well when it comes to spreading the ball around to other players and making sure that, you know, he doesn't lock in on one player?
Well, Wiggy, as you know, unless it's a screen pass, there's no one design player to get the ball. The ball goes to the player that has the best matchup or that's open. So, and the quarterback's job is to find the best matchup, find the open receiver, and get him the ball. And unless it's a one-man play, then, which there aren't very many of those, everybody's alive on the route, and just depends on what the defense is in and what the matchup is, where the ball goes. So, you know, that's all a function of the play and the way that the defense gets called and who's where on the, you know, when the defense deploys and you know, declares their matchups. So it's really a decision-making process after the snap. We don't know who the ball is going to, and neither does the quarterback until the play begins. So that's really how that works out. There's no set design to throw two passes to every player. We can't control that. We don't know what defense they're going to be in, and I wouldn't want them to do that anyway. So, you know, we've got to take attack the defense where it's most vulnerable.
Bill, you've said multiple times that it's a hypothetical question that you're not interested in addressing regarding the quarterback situation. But is Bailey Zappe competing to have that job, or is it Mac Jones' job whenever it is that he becomes fully healthy to return to the field?
Look, it's every player's job to be ready to go. That's their job. So Mac wasn't active yesterday, so there's nothing to really talk about.
Bill, you brought up decision-making, right? Zappe has done a tremendous job of making the right decisions, whether that's, you know, finding, like you said, the open receiver or, you know, not throwing it into an area that could potentially lead to a turnover. Was that something that you noticed from him coming out of college, was his decision-making? Because we know he set a bunch of records at the college level. Is that just something when you watch him play, you knew that this guy had that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he did a good job of that. But again, as you know, doing that at one level and doing it at the NFL level is two different things. So, you know, players can do some things in college, and then when they get to the NFL, those things don't really manifest themselves, and sometimes vice versa. Maybe they didn't get a chance to do some things in college and then get a chance to do them in the NFL, and they're really good at them. So, yeah, I think the big part of any rookie player is you take the skills that he has, decide whether or not, you know, you think that those skills would transfer positively to your team, and then look at the players approach, work ethic, et cetera, and try to gauge how much he'll improve and what room he has to improve and how much he will improve. And so that's all rookies improve. We know that all players get better with experience and with opportunity, but some guys improve more than others, and some guys are able to progress. They progress at different rates. So it's until you actually work with the player, I don't think you know for sure how all that's going to turn out. And some guys have obviously turned out better than others if you look back through the history of rookies here at the Patriots. So it's not really a predictable thing. We've had some free agents that have improved and been great players. We've had other guys that were much higher draft choices that didn't produce nearly as much. So it's an inexact science.
Bill, you've said on this show before that you don't really know. Your team really isn't what it is until week five, I think was what you said to us. So is it fair to compare Mac's performance weeks one through three with Bailey Zappi's performance week six?
I don't look at it that way, no.
To that same point, do you know who this team is now at week six? It seems like the guys are right on cue, gelling at the time that you would like them to.
I think we've improved since the beginning of the year, like every team in the league has. I think we have to continue to work on the things that we can do better and take it to a higher level. That's really what our job is as coaches, to identify those and to make the adjustments we need to make and to get more production out of all three units and the players that we have out there. So that's a continuing process that will go on through until the final game of the season, whenever that is. It's not really gonna change, but I think we're getting there. Some things we need to address, obviously, and we'll do that. And if we have to make adjustments or changes, which is part of the game, we always need to do that, then that's what we'll do. If we can do some of the things that we're doing better instead of changing them, then we'll leave them the way they are and hopefully do them better.
Bill, yesterday, Myles Garrett, he breaks the Browns' all-time sack record. You know, seeing a player like that, you've been around a lot of great edge rushes. What makes Myles Garrett, he had two sacks yesterday, what makes him such a difficult player to defend? I think he's one of the highest when it comes to seeing double teams in the NFL and is still able to be productive. What about Myles Garrett makes it so difficult to defend that player?
Yeah, he's really tough. That's pretty much everything. He's long. He's got a high motor, very quick off the ball, so he can work around blockers, but he's also strong and explosive and can come back inside, can counter. His length, quickness, explosiveness, and I would say just general instincts. He made a number of plays yesterday that I don't know if there's too many other guys that would have made him. But he's really a special player. I have a ton of respect for him. And we tried to get him as much as we could. They moved him around a little bit. We could have done a better job, coaching-wise. I could have done a better job in getting things, arranged a little differently. But, yeah, they got us a few times. He got us a couple times. And he's a tough matchup.
I know when talking to media today, you didn't give any update on Christian Barmore, but Kendrick Bourne was seen walking in a walking boot after the game. Is there any update there?
No, not yet.
Bill, you always talk about depth and how it's next man up. Is it a good problem to have when you have two quarterbacks that you feel like you can, win and go a long way with? And it seems like with Zappi and Mac Jones, off of what Mac was able to do last year, what type of when you look at that, is that something good for a coach? I know there's always going to be a lot of questions about quarterback controversy, but is it something that you look at and go, hey, at least this is something good that we know that our backup can step in, or and our starter could show that he can take a team to, you know, deep into the season and into the playoffs?
Well, as a coach, you always want as many good players as you can get, so that's true at every position with every player, and always try to help them improve and be better players. So that's our job. Yeah, we'll keep working at that.
All right, Bill. I drew the short straw this week on this one, so I assume you were invited to the wedding on Friday night and declined. Are you going to do you send a gift anyway? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, Robert, you know, I spoke with Robert about it. Robert and I talked about it a couple times, and, you know, was planning to go, but in the end, it just was too much at the end of the week, and we both decided the best thing for me to do was to, you know, try to get ready to beat Cleveland, and we'll celebrate at another time. But very happy for Robert and Dana, and I heard it was a really special night. So sorry I missed it, but I know it was a great night for him. Very happy for him.
All right, Bill. We will let you get to work, and thanks for being on this morning. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good, Ray. Talk to you later.
Okay, there he is, Bill Belichick. We'll be able to get any nuggets from Wiggy and others coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.